KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine for your Friday forecast. Temperatures hot in the mid-90s. South winds around 5. Clear tonight, 67 for your low. We're in the upper 90s on Saturday. Plenty of sunshine. South winds gusting in the 20s. Clear Saturday night, 72. South winds breezy. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 91. I'm meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 81 degrees.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The domestic rail transportation network is vital to moving ag products and goods. Chad Smith with more on rising freight rail rates, and that's pressuring farm income.
The cost of shipping commodities on domestic rail systems is rising, and it's putting pressure on U.S. farmers and ranchers' bottom lines. Daniel Munch, associate economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says rail rates on agricultural goods have risen as much as 18%.
One of the main takeaways from our research was a clear increase in the cost of shipping agricultural commodities on domestic rail systems. Rail rates on corn have gone up 13%, on soy have gone up 11%, and on wheat 7% over the past 5 years. Similarly, rates to transport ethanol have increased 18%, or about 4 cents a gallon.
Much to his surprise, Munch said the rising cost of fuel wasn't a primary driver in the higher cost of shipping freight via railroad.
Adjusted for inflation, rail fuel costs have remained quite similar to 2018 and 2019 rates. Unlike what consumers are experiencing at the pump, they have increased quite a bit in the past year, but mainly as a comeback from COVID-19 related demand shocks. Additionally, demand for freight rail, from the ag sector at least, has remained steady over the past 5 years, with a few spikes associated with increased exports. So overall, fuel and transportation demand were not clear pressures for increased rail rates.
Munch analyzed shipping rates by origin and destination states.
In the ag sector, we found that over the past 15 years, non-competitive rail movements or routes not subject to strong competition have increased from 20% of revenue to about 42% of revenue. When there's limited competitive forces, this can incentivize price-setting behavior and disproportionately impact rail customers, like farmers and ranchers, limited in their ability to choose other options to transport their goods.
Chad Smith, Washington.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
This is Kansas Mid-America Network News. A federal grand jury has indicted former Kansas State Republican Michael Capps on 19 counts, alleging that he tried to defraud federal, state, and county government organizations out of more than $450,000 in coronavirus relief funding. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Kansas said in a news release on Thursday that the Wichita Republican filed forms inflating the numbers of employees he had at two businesses and a sports foundation, and then applied for loans to pay the non-existent employees. Lawrence police are investigating the shooting death of a 21-year-old man near the University of Kansas campus. The police department said officers found the body of Kristen Willis of Wichita Wednesday evening after responding to a report of a possible shooting. Police said Thursday that no arrests have been made in the case. The shooting site on Kentucky Street is about two blocks east of campus and less than a mile from Memorial Union. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select in-stock vehicles with approved medical Saxon fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
As the devastation continues from the aftermath of Hurricane Ida, Louisiana fire crews have really been pushed to their limits. So the Wichita Fire Department has stepped in, sending a crew of 7 to relieve them and help some of the hardest hit areas get back to their feet. Here's Chad Winston, Kansas Strike Team Leader.
There's no stores here. There's no power. There's nothing. This place is completely it's a war zone.
That audio courtesy of Cake TV.
State fair officials are hoping to see around 325 to 350,000 people in Hutchinson over the next 10 days. The fair's new general manager, Bryce Schultz, said that after he spoke with Governor Laura Kelly, he and his team devised a plan to keep the doors open this year, but also to keep people safe. Schultz said the fair is recommending face masks inside buildings, social distancing, and his team created a one-way in and one-way out for foot traffic. He also said they've secured about 100,000 face coverings for those who need or want them around the fairgrounds. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. An Omaha area gymnastics coach has been arrested and charged with two counts of sexually assaulting a child. Police say 30-year-old Alexander Thomas was arrested this week and booked into the Sarpy County Jail in Papillion. Investigators say Thomas was a coach at Metro Stars Gymnastics in Papillion, where he assaulted a student younger than 14 at that location sometime in January. A judge yesterday set Thomas's bail at $250,000. Metro Stars officials say they learned of the charges Wednesday and immediately fired Thomas. Nebraska lawmakers who are redrawing the state's political boundaries settled on two sets of congressional and legislative maps yesterday and braced for a wave of criticism that's expected next week when they present the proposals to the public. Members of the redistricting committee endorsed both sets as a compromise between Republican lawmakers who favor one and Democrats who prefer the other. Friday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself? Just listen. Translation, beef. It's what's for dinner. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Big Give Gage County is Friday as area supporters are encouraged to contribute toward over 60 local charities and nonprofit organizations throughout the county. Matching funds provided toward all contributions in person at the Vintage Venue in downtown Beatrice, Friday from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Also Friday at the Wymore Library or online anytime at biggivegage.org. The annual event is sponsored by the Gage County Foundation and participating local sponsors. Another COVID-related fatality reported in Washington County last weekend as an elderly resident with underlying health conditions passed away. 22 positive cases reported in Washington County as of midweek. Marshall County cases continue a gradual decline. Last report was 20 active, including two hospitalizations. Deadline is Friday for registration for Farm Bureau Ag Academy. The year-long program focuses on advocacy, leadership, and service, rural communities, and farm families. Virtual and in-person sessions will include tours and programs beginning in October, with additional details online at kfb.org/agacademy. The Pony Express Gravel Dash is planned in Marysville Saturday, with some 300 riders from throughout the Midwest. A number of roads, particularly rural roads in Marshall into Nemahal County, may see considerable bicycle traffic at times. Motorists are urged to beware. A send-off celebration is planned downtown Saturday morning, also in conjunction with the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K runs. Riders return midday and throughout the afternoon, passing the Pony Express Plaza downtown. Commemoration of the 20th anniversary of 9/11 is planned Saturday in Marysville. First responders and others will join in an annual moment of silence at 8:45 a.m. with a brief ceremony downtown to follow at 9:03. Organizers of a horse soldier monument being installed at the Washington County Courthouse have acquired a piece of the World Trade Center that will be dedicated as part of a display. Ron Newts explains.
Well, the 9/11 component, we hope, we're working it, trying to work it out to bring a piece of the World Trade Center back to Washington, Kansas, be it a piece of I-beam or whatever from the rubble from the buildings. We'll make it as part of the horse soldier monument on to the side and make it so people can actually see it. We'll have a plaque with it, talk about 9/11, people will be able to touch it. I think it's going to be wonderful.
Washington Lions and Rotary Clubs are hosting a number of events this Saturday to raise funds toward the monument. These include a softball tournament with a silent auction throughout the day, hayrack rides touring the town beginning at 7 p.m., and a showing of the movie 12 Strong at the tennis courts at 9. These events in Washington this Saturday are a week ahead of a planned dedication of the Horse Soldier Monument at the Fall Fest, Saturday, September 18th. Ron Newts will be a guest on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and he explains where the concept for the project originated.
It all started when we finally got to understand what Mark did when they had the movie 12 Strong. A whole bunch of us from Washington County, his family, friends, and we went to Manhattan and seen the initial showing of the movie with him, General Dostum's son. Afghanistan ambassador was there, so it was quite an event, and we thought this should be something we should celebrate in our county for a man that so we come back and we talked to his parents about doing a monument, and we come up with ideas. Bridget Bruna helped us with the artistry with it, with the major ideas. We all agreed to it. We've done a presentation to Mark himself to show him what we were proposing. He was very humble. Decided to add things to celebrate his team along with him, plus honor the lives lost at 9/11.
Leonila R. Mine, age 75, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Leonila Mine. Leroy C. Flower, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m., with interment to follow. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Leroy Flower. Dorothy M. Cook, age 90, of Okito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Okito Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Cook. Stanley G. Cuyot, age 78, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin-Ovett Funeral in Wymore. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin-Ovett Funeral in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Cuyot. George W. Lambert, age 77, formerly of Burchard, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment Tuesday in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7. Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for George Lambert.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pony Express Gravel Dash returns to Marysville Saturday with 300 riders expected from throughout the Midwest. Join a send-off celebration downtown Saturday morning in conjunction with the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K runs. Riders return midday and throughout the afternoon, passing the Pony Express Plaza downtown with live music, beer garden, and more this Saturday in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants, Heritage Inn Express, Bruna Implement, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine for your Friday forecast. Temperatures hot in the mid-90s. South winds around 5. Clear tonight, 67 for your low. We're in the upper 90s on Saturday. Plenty of sunshine. South winds gusting in the 20s. Clear Saturday night, 72. South winds breezy. Sunday, the sunshine continues. Temperatures will still be hot in the low 90s. Southwest winds 5 to 10. We'll see a few high clouds for Sunday night as lows drop into the upper 60s. South winds light around 5. Monday, beautiful sunshine. We warm into the low 90s. South winds 5 to 10, gusting in the 20s. Monday night, chance for showers and thunderstorms. We have partly cloudy skies. 70 degrees for your low. South winds 5 to 10, gusting around 20 miles per hour. Tuesday, we have a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, sunshine 83. I'm Andy Feluber.
Average high temperature, early September 83, record high on this date 102, the average low 60 and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:44, sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
September promises to be one to remember for Skywatchers. All about this month's full moon event and other stargazing highlights on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 10th, the 253rd day of the year. Golf champ Arnold Palmer and singer Joe Perry were both born on this day. Early risers will be treated to a gorgeous sight in the pre-dawn sky this week. Neptune will be making its closest approach to the Earth, and its face will be fully illuminated by the sun. Even though it will be brighter than any other time of year and visible all night long, you'll need binoculars or a telescope to catch a glimpse. The planet Mercury can be spotted in the western horizon just after sunset. The last days of summer will be illuminated with a full harvest moon on September 20th. It has a legacy of shining extra light to help farmers get their crops in. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the moon phases online at almanac.com.
St. John's Catholic Church Hanover Annual Bazaar is Sunday, September 12th. Serving grilled chicken, smoked pork loin, and meatballs 4:30 till 7:30 in the school gymnasium. For carryouts, phone 337-2368. St. John's Catholic Bazaar Sunday in Hanover.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Can you say shutout for the Kansas City Royals? Carlos Hernandez pitched 6 impressive innings, and Nicky Lopez, along with Hunter Dozier, homered as the Kansas City Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-0.
Hernandez allowed three hits, walked three, and struck out one. The Royals on the road today. They'll take on the Minnesota Twins in Minnesota. First pitch this evening set for 7:10. The news not so bueno for the Wichita Wind Surge. A difficult second inning proved to be the demise of the Wind Surge last night, falling 14-7 in Game 3 of the series against Northwest Arkansas at Riverfront Stadium. Wichita's lead in the division is now down to 2.5 games above second-place Arkansas. The series continues this evening at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. First pitch is set for 7:05. Also happening this evening, NCAA football. The KU Jayhawks and Coastal Carolina tee it up at 6:30. Mid-America Network Sports. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Football, K-State plays Southern Illinois in its home opener tomorrow night at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. The Wildcats are fresh off a 24-7 victory over Stanford at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. But Coach Chris Klieman, a longtime Missouri Valley coach, knows better than to overlook the Salukis. His teams at Northern Iowa and North Dakota State made a habit of beating teams from Power 5 conferences over the years. Plus, the Salukis have 17 sixth-year seniors and two more fifth-year seniors that are unlikely to be awed by playing a Big 12 school. Again, the K-State Wildcats and Southern Illinois Salukis go at it tomorrow. 6 p.m. is kickoff time. Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs have ruled the AFC for the better part of three seasons, making back-to-back trips to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs and the Browns met in divisional rounds of the playoffs last season. Chiefs squeaking out a 22-17 victory. They'll have a rematch this Sunday as the Chiefs open up their season against the Browns. Kickoff Sunday at 3:25. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football, Marysville kicks off North Central Kansas League play at Wamego. K-Prep's pregame at 6, TVL Spotlight at 6:30, ahead of Marysville I pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover plays host to Onega. Frankfurt travels to Wetmore. Axtell entertains Blue Valley. Washington County's at Bennington. Lynn at Southern Cloud. Centralia travels to Troy. Diller O'Dell at Lawrence Nelson. Southern kicks off at Freeman Friday. Valley Heights game at Jeff County North has been rescheduled for Saturday, 2 p.m. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
Bulldog Football Friday. Marysville at Wamego, live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Cape Prep's pregame begins at 6, the TVL spotlight at 6:40, with pregame coverage and coaches' comments ahead of kickoff live at 7. Marysville at Wamego. Kansas Jayhawks air Friday night on FM 95.5. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 kickoff. Kansas State home opener is Saturday, with pregame coverage at 4, kickoff at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Enjoy hydrangea blooms indoors and out all winter long. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These lovely flowers dry and persist on the plants, combining nicely with evergreens and perennials, adding texture, color, and form to the winter landscape. Consider harvesting a few to enjoy indoors. The easiest method is to allow the flowers to dry to a papery consistency on the plants. This is usually in early fall as the nights begin to cool, but before a frost. Cut the stems to the desired length, remove the leaves, and place in a vase or hang upside down in a cool, dark space to dry. Or invest a bit more time and money if you want perfect blooms by drying them in silica gel. Carefully cover the blossoms with the gel and allow to dry according to label directions. Display in a vase or create a wreath and enjoy all winter long. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You probably know this gentleman's son for the salt company he founded that bears his name. But the father was equally important, for it was he that gave us a day on the calendar, all from his efforts to promote agriculture. The history behind that man and his day are this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1854, J. Sterling Morton and his wife staked a claim for land at Nebraska City, Nebraska.
There were hardly any trees. It was the original prairies. And he got off the boat, came here, and he fell in love with the fact that there weren't trees here and wanted to then begin starting to plant trees.
Adam Howard shares the story from the farmstead where Morton lived.
Him and his wife, Carolyn, would visit the floodplain and bring in seedlings and start to plant, and it began to kind of catch on with local townspeople.
Morton owned the local newspaper and served in the territorial House of Representatives. He continued to grow his farm and grow in the political field, even serving as acting governor of Nebraska for about 6 months in 1859.
He would certainly plant a lot of the native things he would find along the riverbanks and bring back here. But it was anything and everything that was native to here. And some of the original trees, even that his son Joy Morton planted in the early 1900s, are still at Arbor Lodge State Historical Park.
He built a 52-room mansion that resembles the White House in Nebraska City. He also jumped from public service in his state to holding federal appointments. Morton became Secretary of Agriculture in Grover Cleveland's cabinet. While advocating for all of agriculture, trees were his passion.
He just kind of rose in the ranks and became an outspoken person for trees, which thus began his campaign to make a national day of Arbor Day, which we still have today.
You can still see the mansion and the farm here in this city today. Traveling the countryside in Nebraska City, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a large antique and collectibles auction for Sioux Breeding Saturday, September 11th. Sale begins at 9 a.m. at 732 Cherokee Road, northeast of Marysville. Sioux Breeding has sold antiques and collectibles over 40 years and will be selling frosted glass kitchen cupboard, wardrobe, pie safe, several oak furniture items, primitives including a 4-gallon butter churn, 6-gallon, 3- and 4-gallon Red Wing crocks, other crockery items, beer advertising, memorabilia, Pepsi and Coca-Cola items, 1847 Rogers Brothers Sterling silverware in the box, lots of Marshall County advertising items, and other miscellaneous. This antique and collectible auction for Sioux Breeding, Saturday, September 11th, 9 a.m. at 732 Cherokee Road. From the junction of U.S. 3677, go 8 miles to the Lone Elm Corner, then a mile and three-quarter west on Cherokee Road. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Drought conditions wreak havoc on lawns. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Now is the best time to repair them, but how you do this depends on whether or not it greens up again as you're living the country life.
Living
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Through a drought this summer, and I have patches of brown grass on my lawn. I might be doing some reseeding this fall. Zach Riker is a turf grass specialist with Bayer Green Solutions. He says how a lawn handles drought depends on many factors. A lawn with bad soil, poor drainage, compaction, and even the wrong species of grass will show indications of damage much quicker than a well-maintained lawn. Cool season grasses are also more likely to suffer than warm season varieties. Sometimes you can determine whether the grass is dead or dormant by pulling up the dry grass and looking for green crowns. But Riker says time and water are the best indicators of whether or not the lawn is going to come back.
If people choose not to irrigate, assuming we get ample rain this fall, if it doesn't come back within 2 or 3 weeks of it starting to rain, it's not going to come back. It's not going to miraculously resurrect itself next spring. And so it's either going to come back early this fall or it's not going to come back at all.
The steps you take to get the grass growing again depend on the size of the area that hasn't come back.
If you have small patches, baseball-sized patches, pretty aggressive fertilization in the fall, a little bit of broadleaf weed control probably in October, and those patches will more than likely grow in. If you have patches from softball size to dinner plate size or even larger, there's a pretty good chance those patches aren't going to move in without reseeding. If it's larger than that, I think that you're better off just starting over.
Irrigate newly seeded areas throughout the fall to encourage the seedlings to come in. Apply fertilizer and weed control, and the lawn should be much better off next spring. Learn more about repairing a drought-damaged lawn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Close. just a closer walk with thee.
KNDY.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Why cover crops beat tillage in dealing with compacted soils. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gemplers know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gemplers specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gemplers.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. For light to moderate soil compaction in the field, cover crops may be a better option than tillage. Former Ohio State University Extension educator Alan Sundermeyer and his colleagues did field research comparing covers versus tillage.
We're trying to tell the farmers that you cannot solve your problems with steel. We're seeing that soil structure can be better solved by using natural rooting systems to our cover crops or continuous no-till from the cropping systems.
Sundermeyer says corn and soybean yields were consistently better on test plots using cover crops to break up soil compaction. Jim Hoorman, also with OSU Extension, says soils need air spaces.
I like to tell farmers that a lot of times when you till the soil, you turn it into cement mix. Okay, and so the soil gets very hard and dense. And one of the things that we've learned is that if I was going to drill into cement, I would start with a small drill and then use a bigger drill to go through it.
Hoorman says cover crops are the small drill and the corn or soybean crops that follow are the bigger drill, creating pores in the soil and also building organic matter.
The most important part of a soil is the organic matter. When you start to till a soil, what you do is you burn up the organic matter.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Hundreds of ag and food groups have written Congress's two tax writing committees arguing against White House proposals to end stepped-up basis and other ag tax breaks. The letter by the nation's biggest farm and food trade groups comes as House Ways and Means and Senate Finance start to decide the cost and how to pay for the Biden American Families Plan. Danielle Beck is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which helped spearhead the letter.
327 food and ag trade associations from, you know, the national level all the way down to state and local. I think that sends a pretty strong message, and I'd like to think it's going to be pretty hard for folks on Capitol Hill to ignore.
The message of the letter is, of course, keep stepped up basis, like-kind exchanges, estate tax and other tax breaks critical for agriculture, or risk losing family-owned farms and ranches. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval.
If we roll back stepped-up basis, makes capital gains paid to death, you will take away the opportunity for not just agriculture and farms, but small businesses across America. It will prevent them from passing it on to the next generation in a lot of cases.
Some say in most cases, because farms are asset-rich but cash-poor, and most farms are ill-prepared for a possible tax bill at death. National Cattlemen's Beck argues taxing family farms and ranches out of business undermines the Biden administration's Build Back Better agenda. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you will never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Have a paint project you've been meaning to do but keep putting it off? Well, procrastination pays off, because right now, get up to $60 back on your favorite Valspar paints at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. From September 3rd through the 12th, choose Valspar Pristine Interior and save $12 per gallon container during their Labor Day event. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville through September 12th. See the rebate URL in-store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Bart Kenner is a USDA economist. He has some numbers with the U.S. ag trade for the first 10 months of the fiscal year.
Agricultural exports are $147.5 billion, up 27% from $115.9 billion this time last year. Agricultural imports are at $135.2 billion, up 13% from this time last year, at $119.4 billion. That leaves a trade balance of $12.3 billion, up, you could say, 450% from the negative $3.5 billion trade surplus last year.
Well, Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever have partnered with the United Sorghum Checkoff Program to offer conservation and cost-share opportunities for sorghum producers in western Kansas. The new sustainable initiative, Sorghum for Birds, which is building innovation, resilient, and diverse agriculture systems, targets low-performing areas by offering growers a one-time incentive payment to apply targeted conservation practices in tandem with sorghum production. The Sorghum for Birds application period is now open to Kansas producers in a 15-county region. If you would like more information, go to sorghumcheckoff.com. And following the April 30th decision of the U.S. District Court for the District of Arizona in vacating the Trump-era Navigable Waters Protection Rule, the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers halted their implementation of the rule, as stated on a post on the EPA website. The two agencies will now be using regulations and guidance established prior to 2015 to determine which waterways are protected. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
If you haven't already, it's time to get your cover crop seeded. There are several ways to do it, and pros and cons to each method, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Of benefits, including protecting bare ground over winter and providing forage for animals. There are several methods for planting a cover crop, but how you do it depends on what your goals are and your access to seeding equipment. Megan Anderson is an extension field crop specialist with Iowa State University. She says overseeding is done before a standing crop is harvested, which allows the cover crop to get some good growth in the fall. It's broadcast over the field with an airplane or using high clearance equipment.
One of the downsides that I would say is that it is going to be a bit of a riskier method for establishment because you're not getting the same kind of seed soil contact that you might get if you were seeding it with a drill or if you're actually incorporating that seed after harvest. So a lot of times when we're talking overseeding, the seeding rate is actually going to be bumped up a little bit.
Anderson says drilling is the most ideal method to seed a cover crop because you know the entire field is getting covered and there is seed-to-soil contact.
The drill's nice because you've got a clear open piece of ground. It's going to be much easier to complete. The struggle with drilling, of course, is that you do have to wait until the crop's harvested in order to do it. So we really shorten up that growing season in the fall to get any good growth on the cover crop. So your species option for drilling the cover crop is typically going to be quite a bit more limited than it is if you were overseeding.
Crunched for time? Anderson knows of farmers who broadcast cover crop seed from the combine or while they're tilling. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cover crop seeding techniques at agriculture.com.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Yeah, I'm starting to see a rally of sorts in Kansas City wheat. September is down a quarter cent at 676 and a quarter, but December is up 2 1/4 at 685. March is up 2 1/4 at 694 and a quarter. So maybe we're seeing some plus signs coming around. Chicago wheat still struggling a bit in the front months, but the back months are up. And Minneapolis spring wheat is on a bit of a rally, too. Corn is up. September corn is up 6 at 502. December up 8 and 3 quarters at 518 and 3 quarters. So positives for corn. Soybeans have been in the green all morning, but that seems to be getting better. September beans up a quarter cent at 1259. November beans, though, up 21 and a quarter at 1291 and 3 quarters. January beans up 20 and a half at 1299. So a better look for soybeans. And the products, soybean meal is still up. September's up 6 at 342.30. October bean meal is up 6.80 at 341.90. Bean oil continues to struggle in the front months. September bean oil down 16 points at 55.86, but the back months are good. Cotton and canola are both mostly higher as well. In the livestock complex, we continue to see issues there. October live cattle down 52 at 123.22. December down 80 at 128 even. September feeders at 153.92, down 182. October down 162 at 157.62. So not a happy day in the cattle complex. Hogs are taking a pounding once again. October hogs at 83.50. That's down 197. December hogs currently down 242 at 77.05. Each of the back months is down by well over a dollar. So not a good day for hogs. Both fat cattle and feeder cattle are having issues. And we're starting to see a bit of a rally for Kansas City wheat. And corn is on the upside now, too. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-owned vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit bluevalley.net today.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled military veterans to know how they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my song, Prairie Fire.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive.
Prairie fire.
Legends of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.